Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, and hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Monday edition, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California. And of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working overnight, right now, on the Third Watch, all across America, you're keeping America rolling along, and we appreciate all of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our FedEx and UPS drivers, along with our bulk mail center haulers, and of course, our suicide jockeys. They're hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And let's not also leave out of the mix our Amazon warehouse workers listening right now, and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, of course, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find Captain Matt Bruce on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, on Getter, and also on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Our temporary call-in line this morning for listeners, if you'd like to call in and opine, is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And once again, we have a very special guest to start off this hour of the program this morning. He's still out there. He's still somewhere in the secret, undisclosed location, which I'll never tell, by the way. Let's welcome once again to the program our very own Captain Matt Bruce. Welcome back to the program, sir.
You betcha. I'm out here where it rains a lot because I'm jutting out into the Gulf of Mexico a little bit.
Uh-oh. Well, all right. Well, that narrows it down just a teensy-weensy little bit, but not enough, I'm glad to say. But are you ready to say the pledge and we'll get down to business?
You betcha.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, folks, as Captain Matt lets you know at the top of every hour of the program where the pledge is said, that we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, of course, Captain, it's great to talk with you again. Last time we talked was on the weekend show there on Saturday morning. And, of course, we've got a lot of politics and news, some very sad news, by the way, to talk about at the top of the program this morning. But first, I know everybody would like to get an update about what's happening with you.
Well, I'm officially getting out of Dodge about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Monday morning, or this morning, rather, Monday morning. I've been given the go-ahead by all the physical therapists and by everybody that needs to be, and that's a good thing. And when I get out, I'm going to take care of a little business that I have to, and then I'm going to go pay a couple of bills, which I have to, and then depending on what time it is, I'll either go to lunch or I'll go to a doctor's appointment that I've got for a complete little after checkup, if you will, go over the medication I've got, because somewhere I've accumulated a bunch of medication from my stay in a hospital and then my stay over here at the rehab center. So I got to make sure I get the right stuff to take, and I don't take anything I'm not supposed to, because things have changed since I have managed to make this recovery. Now, I will tell you, I've had people telling me it's a miracle, and I think I told you before, I believe in miracles, and I just put everything in God's hands and went with the prayers that were there, and I knew there was plenty of them. And I want to give a special shout out to some very special people. Mike Gallagher, nationally syndicated radio host, sent me a message yesterday, and it was just a really great personal message between him and between me. Tom Tradip, one of the senior vice presidents at the Salem Radio Network, also sent me a very touching message. And I've been getting nothing but great messages from the radio affiliates, the radio listeners, the radio sponsors, everybody. And I really, really, really greatly appreciate that support. It's just absolutely raised my spirits. And here I go. And look out, world, because tomorrow night, Kyle, I'm going to be running a board.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Captain. I know everybody's really excited about that, and we're going to be happy to see you right back behind the microphone once again. Absolutely. And you're right. All the messages, all of the good wishes, and all the prayers have really been instrumental in this.
Yes, sir. Okay, let's get going here.
That's right. Well, Captain, unfortunately, we have a sad story to start off with here this morning, and that, of course, has to do with the crash of the Cessna Citation private airplane that caused quite a stir, obviously, earlier on Sunday in the Washington, D.C. area, which resulted in the scrambling of four different F-16 fighters, which broke the sound barrier, in order to catch up with the plane. The plane went into a different course, but then ended up crashing into the mountains outside of Washington and Virginia. They're still trying to figure out exactly what happened. And, of course, when we come back from the break, we'll have more details and more analysis of what may have happened with that. So, Captain, if you can hold the phone just a moment, because here comes the music. I hear it. And when we come back, we will tell you more about this real tragedy that seems to have occurred there in Virginia, plus much, much more as we head through this Monday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program with Captain Matt Bruce right there on the line. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you so much, Jeff. Kyle Warren, of course, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning as we continue live on this Monday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. When we do have Captain Matt Bruce holding patiently on the line. We're going to get right back to him here in just a few moments. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program, if you have a question for the captain or a comment or something that you would like to opine about, you can certainly give us a call. Don't forget the temporary call-in line this morning is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. We're also going to be talking here again about what happened with this Cessna Citation private plane that did crash in Virginia after setting off all kinds of alarms and alerts in the Washington, D.C. airspace. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell's company, of course. And listeners to the show know that Captain Matt tells everybody about the great people and the great products that MyPillow has to offer, from the MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, the slippers, and unbelievable towel sets as well. And by the way, everyone in my family, they all sleep on a MyPillow. I do too. Mrs. Professor and I, we sleep on the Giza sheets every night. We absolutely love them. And right now you can save 50% on the Giza bed sheet sets. They're as low as $29.98 from MyPillow. But, of course, you got to use your promo code. And the promo code, real easy to remember, is CAPTAIN. Simply go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Make your selections. Check them out. And then when you're ready to make your purchase, simply be sure to put in your promo code, which is CAPTAIN. Also, you can find slippers, sandals, and slides right now as low as $19.95 with your promo code. So you really can't beat it. And they've got all kinds of deals right now going on the website. Now, if you don't want to go to the website and put in your credit card information, that's understandable. They've got you covered there as well. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. 416-641-5459. And be sure again to use the promo code. Give that to the nice person on the other end of the telephone line, and they will help you. So once again, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And speaking of the captain, let's get right back to him. He's patiently waiting on the telephone. Good morning again, Captain.
Here I is.
All right. Well, you know, as I mentioned in the intro here to this segment, we have that sad story, and this has to do, of course, with the Cessna Citation. Evidently, Captain, it was carrying a pilot. Obviously, it was carrying a young woman, a 2-year-old girl, and also the girl's nanny. So we don't know exactly what happened, but again, it did cause those F-16s to be scrambled, which is going to be standard procedure after 9/11. The president himself was actually playing golf at Andrews at the time when the F-16s, two of them, took off from Andrews. But one of the working theories right now is that the plane may have lost pressurization, causing a problem for those on board, especially the pilot, and that might explain some of the erratic flying, and then, of course, the crash, which was a terrible crash, we understand, in terms of the rate at which they descended.
Well, if you know anything about flying an airplane or riding on an airplane, it might have been flying by automatic pilot because it was going somewhere in New England, or Long Island, I guess it was, Long Island, to drop some people off that were associated with a car dealership down the line. Now, it is possible, from what I've been hearing, not probable, but possible, that this car dealer could have had some connection to NASCAR, because a lot of them do. And this might have been the family going back from whatever type of event was going on down that way. But the thing of it is what made it so dramatic was they radioed as it got close to Washington airspace and skimmed it going up the coastline. Actually didn't quite violate it, but came close. But it made this dramatic U-turn and turned right back the way it came from and flew right over Washington, D.C. That's where they got all concerned. That set off all the red lights and sirens. The F-16s, and there were four of them, fired flares to try to get the attention of the pilot. And it's not sure that any of that worked, or that's why the plane was turned. But we had this happen once before years ago with a professional golfer who had his plane had lost oxygen, and it just flew till it ran out of fuel, and the Air Force let it do just that, and it crashed. This may be the same sort of scenario.
Well, the plane, turns out, it was registered to a company called Encore Motors of Melbourne Incorporated. They're based in Florida. A man by the name of John Rumpel runs the company. He reported that it was his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, the nanny of the granddaughter, and the pilot who were aboard the airplane. And again, the NTSB will be looking at this very closely, of course. They'll be able, hopefully, to recover some data and try to extrapolate precisely what happened. Again, a sad, very, very tragic thing that happened. And, of course, a lot of people reported the sonic boom. There were some statements put out saying this was an authorized DOD flight. But, of course, 9/11 is in memory now over 20 years, but those particular things are still in place, and they are always watching, and those aircraft are always alert, ready to defend our nation. But it was not any kind of an attack that we can tell. It turns out to be a terrible tragedy.
Yeah, when they hit the super booster, they were flying at 761 miles an hour to catch that plane.
Yes, exactly. And they were authorized to do that so that they could catch up in time to try to intercept it. Again, very, very sad. And I'm sure we'll be getting more information, of course, as we go through the next few days as they begin their investigation. But then the actual investigation obviously will take quite some time as they piece everything together. Unfortunately, this is how it is with plane crashes. Well, also, Captain, we saw today, or yesterday rather, that oil prices went up about $2 a barrel after the Saudis said that they were going to cut more of their output. So, well, here we go again. It's the summertime, too.
Well, the Saudis are not our friend, and they are certainly not the friend of Joe Biden. They have no use for Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or anybody
right?
Anybody in your phone ringing, by the way.
Yes.
You want to
bring those people? Keep going. Yeah.
All right. There was no love loss there between the Saudis and the Biden family. And I just don't think that we're going to get anywhere while Joe Biden is the president if you're thinking about oil prices, because the simple solution is drill, baby, drill.
Well, yeah, that certainly would be something that I think the American people are going to start to want to see more of, or say, Mr. President, back off of all of your commitment to getting rid of oil. We certainly don't have the ability to go hat in hand, which he did before to the Saudis. They said no then, and now they're doing this. And yes, we do have a phone call waiting on the line. Caller, do you have a question for the captain, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Okay, great. And what's your name, sir?
John Kennedy.
All right. Well, John Kennedy, welcome to the program. What's your question for the captain?
I would like to know, well, for one thing, I want to thank him for his service. I'm retired Hillsborough County Fire Rescue paramedic. I'm Special Forces Green Beret in the Army, retired from the military. Secondary to back problems, I've had 4 back surgeries. Last one, they had to reconstruct my back. T10 L5S1. And never have I been on any pain medications. Never have I been in rehab. And yes, it is a miracle that I'm even walking. So I understand his back problems, but I don't understand his medication issues. The opioids and pain medications that they're prescribing are way overprescribed. Now get to my question.
Sure.
What I'd like to ask is, what's your opinion about Ana Paulina Luna's voting negative for the debt ceiling?
Good question. And we have just a little bit of time, so Captain, you can start answering them, but then let's go. Yeah.
I happened to see what she said yesterday. She was on the Maria Bartiromo's program, and I was listening to what she was saying. I figured, well, maybe the young lady's finally matured and grown up a little bit. Well, she's not totally living in a realistic world. The way she wants to do things is not necessarily the way they're going to get done in Washington, D.C. I hate to tell everybody
nothing's been done in Washington, D.C. I hate to interrupt you, but that's the damn problem. I tell you, I've been fighting a one-man war against the cartel and prostitution, sex trafficking. I've gone to every law enforcement agency in this county.
All right, John.
And nobody will do shit.
Thank you so much, John. We're heading out to the break.
John,
we're heading to the break.
Let me interject
All right, we're heading out to the break, everybody. Stay right there. Captain's America rolls on very lively. It is Monday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Reports say there was never any danger to the Capitol after fighter jets scrambled when a Cessna violated U.S. airspace in Washington. An FAA release says the small plane was headed to New York on Sunday afternoon after taking off from a northeastern Tennessee municipal airport, but crashed into a mountainous area of southwest Virginia. The federal grand jury investigating former President Trump's handling of classified documents is expected to meet this week. According to NBC News, activity has slowed in recent weeks following months of prosecutors working for special counsel Jack Smith presenting evidence and witness testimony. An investigation is underway after more than a dozen migrants from South America were taken to a California church by private plane. Governor Gavin Newsom is working with the Department of Justice to find out who paid for their travel expenses and if any crimes were committed. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And the Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls on in the overnight hour. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on this Monday morning edition. We hope that you're doing well. We hope that you've got a great week ahead of you. And also, if you'd like to call in this morning, our temporary call-in line, as we're broadcasting from the West Coast, is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And, of course, we do have Captain Matt Bruce. He's holding patiently on the telephone line. We're going to get right back to him in just a moment. And I want to ask him about what's going on with these Chinese warships near the Taiwan Strait, and, of course, among other things. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the father-son team, of course, of Pete and Seth Talbot, and they've become very good friends of the captain, very good friends of the program. And you want to head over to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll be able to find their 1995 3-week quick start. Now, you hear the captain telling you that he's taken the product, and he's taken the product for over 10 years. And he takes it every single day, folks. Why? Because it works. It's that one simple reason. And it's the best reason you could ever have. It works. Now, the problems that he's had, namely the inflammation and such, is what a lot of other people have had. And this product is going to help you to control that inflammation because of the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. That helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get your swelling and the pain and discomfort.
But if you take it the way that it says, you should know by about the end of the third week if it's going to work for you or not. A lot of people know within 2 or 3 days. Some know within about 24 hours. They come right back to the captain and they say, how do I get more of this? And he directs them over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Now, everybody's different. It's going to work differently in terms of time frames and so forth. But here's the thing. There's no drugs in this product. It's all natural. No drugs whatsoever. You can rely on that. So head over to relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, because all you have to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Try out the 1995 3-week quick start. And right back here on the telephone line to Captain Matt Bruce. Welcome back again, sir.
Thank you. And I want to address something that John said a couple of minutes ago, and I appreciate his call, appreciate him listening, appreciate his brotherhood as a firefighter and as a veteran. And first of all, I knowingly am not taking any opioids of any kind. That's my decision, not theirs, because I told them I didn't want any of that stuff. So I'm taking a lot of different things, but my problem was my heart. My heart stopped. So what they had to do was start it back up again, and they had to put not one but two stents in me in two different locations for the blockage that was in there that created the problem I had to begin with by gaining some 110 pounds of water weight, which literally almost drowned me by going up into my lungs and my heart, and which is what caused it's like a battery. When you short-circuit a battery, you put electricity and water together, and it doesn't work. That's what happened to me internally. So anyway, I got that all mastered now. At least I've lost 110 pounds. It looked like the new me. And everything that I'm taking, and I'm watching it very closely, is not a painkiller or anything like that. The only thing I had that's even close to that is a natural remedy, which my doctor said I could take once a day in the morning. And guess what it is? Relief Factor.
That's amazing. Absolutely. Good point. Still going.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Yeah, it's still going, the Relief Factor, and it's still doing what it's supposed to do.
For you, and it helps you, and it helps you. So there you go. But anyway, that's my story from what they're telling me. And, again, I'll find out today, because they gave me, and I don't even know where it came from. They gave me like a bag full of pills from the hospital. I haven't touched any of it. They've given me a bag full of pills from this rehab center. I haven't touched any of it because I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to touch it without my doctor seeing it and saying, no, you need this, not all these other things. So that's where I'm at with that. But anyway, back to the drawing board.
Well, Captain, you know, we have this report that a Chinese warship came within 150 yards of a U.S. destroyer in the Taiwan Strait in what's being called an unsafe manner. Now, the U.S. military is saying that China is blaming the United States for, quote, deliberately provoking risk in the region. In fact, one of the Chinese generals is saying that really, you know, we need to pack up and sort of get out of there because we're causing some kind of problem. And he's calling it, I think, risky intercepts. So, you know, what do you think about all this? I mean, obviously, they're the ones who have been provocative here.
Number one, we are operating in international waters with our allies. Number two, the Chinese, and I watched what that ship did, the Chinese were the ones that deliberately steered a course straight at our warship. But not us, them. We were going in a straight line, and the Chinese warship diverted its course so it would come in the path of the of our ship. And if anybody thinks that the Chinese are the little innocent people over there in the South China Sea, this, any other, they're just not doing anything. They're out of their mind. The Chinese, and by the way, forget about Russia, would you? The biggest problem we've got in the world today is the Chinese army and all the stuff they've done. They tried to release the damn COVID on the world. We all know that. It's obvious, okay? We've got enough proof to lock a bunch of people up, including Dr. Fauci, which I'm surprised he's still out walking around.
Well, this Chinese general, I believe, who's making these statements, is also one that I think they've had some real issues with in terms of communicating with our own defense secretary, that he's refusing to speak to him or something like that. They did shake hands at one of the gatherings just recently, but the tensions between China and the United States are obviously starting to get a little bit more testy. And this general also, he's also under sanction because of a 2018 purchase of Russian weaponry. So this is big time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, I got no use for China, really. We got way too many of these exchange students in our country, a lot of whom happen to be Chinese Army regulars that are over here doing whatever they're doing. We need to get them the hell out of our country.
Well, certainly having these things happen in the South China Sea or in the Taiwan Strait, these can't be chalked up to unprofessional behavior, which we've heard this before. You know, Chinese Navy acted in an unprofessional way. That's a mild way of putting it. But I think you're right. I think that they are being provocative and they're testing. They're wanting to see exactly what's going to happen. They want to see how far this all can go because they just want to keep their options open. Whether or not they're going to move against Taiwan next Tuesday or 10 years from now or never, they're always sort of soaking up all this information so that it goes into their decision-making calculus.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, and it's very, very scary. But you made a point too, Captain, and that was incredibly important, and that was you're operating in international waters. And so that becomes another point of contention to say, look, you know, we're operating on the high seas. Now, if they take issue with that and a mistake is made, well, that can be not only provocative, but it can turn into an act of war, you know, instantaneously. And then you're off to the races to try to dial down whatever it is that's starting to happen.
You're right.
Yep, exactly right. Well, yeah, exactly. So we're just going to keep watching this, of course. Now, in the time we have left, Captain, Speaker McCarthy is saying that Christopher Wray must show the whole committee that's seeking this document having to do with the allegations against then Vice President Joe Biden. He's saying they must show him the whole document, and I suppose he's talking about the redactions that would be there.
Yes, and Congressman Comer wants everyone, all the members of Congress, to see what's there to verify with their investigation because they've got Joe Biden dead to rights, Hunter Biden too, maybe some other Biden people along there, but they want the country to see what it is that they've discovered, and I think we have every right and reason to demand that we see what's in that document.
I agree. I think that, you know, folks that if you heard on the weekend show, we were talking about this this source. This is not some out of the blue source who's just suddenly saying something. This is a known and trusted source for the FBI going back a long time from what we can tell. So that adds a lot of credibility to this.
You betcha. And I look forward to coming back tomorrow night full bore with you, and we are going to put up one big show. I guarantee that. So tune in tomorrow night, my friends. Tune in tomorrow night. I will be back in Studio E myself over there in Tampa at the radio station. Kyle will be with me, and we're going to just do the best we can to just rock the house.
Here, here. Looking forward to it, Captain. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
God bless America.
Thank you, Captain. All right, Captain Matt Bruce, everybody. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, my name's Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on this Monday morning edition of the program. And, of course, Captain Matt Bruce is going to be coming back live on the Tuesday morning edition of the program. So you don't want to miss that. We just spoke with Captain Matt Bruce here just a few moments ago here for the first three segments of the program. And in this segment of the program, of course, as many of you know, it's time for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report as we take a look across the highways, byways, and interstates all across this great land of ours. And we try to let our trucker friends know, our RV and friends and our driver friends out there going from place to place, know what's happening and what to expect out there. First off, of course, we're going to take a look at some of the alerts that we're seeing out there on the map this morning. And one of the big ones is going to be, one of the most significant ones, is going to be up in northern Nevada, northwestern Nevada, up near Reno. It's going to extend up to the border with Oregon, spill over into parts of northern California, especially up through Susanville. This is Highway 390. 395, and then 395 on the California side, heading down through Bridgeport, Lee, Vining, Mammoth, and then a little bit north of Bishop there in on the California side. But what's happening on Reno, and as you come out I-80 on your way to Winnemucca, well, what's happening is that this week showers and thunderstorms are going to be returning. There's going to be scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop each afternoon this week, according to the prediction, according to the forecast. Storms will be capable of producing frequent cloud-to-ground lightning, gusty outflow winds, small hail, and heavy rainfall. So whatever you got to do to batten down the hatches, you want to batten them down as you're going through that area. No joke at all. Then by the time you get to Winnemucca, you're still going to have some of this flood warning that's going on there, and all this has to do as well with the ongoing warm temperatures in that area, and those flood warnings will be with you along I-80 as you head over towards Elko, Nevada. So do be aware of that. Be careful of that. Checking the radar map here real quick. Doesn't look like we see anything happening in that area right now. But as you go through each day this week, especially on your truck schedule, if you're hauling something out towards that area or going in or coming back, you definitely want to be aware that each day this week, it looks like you could have thunderstorms that could produce small hail, heavy rain, and those gusty winds as well. So do be aware of that. Now, also, looking at some of these different alerts right now, if you're in St. Paul, Minnesota, if you're heading over towards Wisconsin, if you're going up into the UP of Michigan, the Upper Peninsula up near Marquette, there on Lake Superior, we've got air quality alerts that are extending that far and then down through Milwaukee all the way down to Chicago. Now, what's this air quality alert all about? Well, it's there because we've got some of these fires evidently that were burning up in Quebec, and that is what's going on with that because we still have some of these particulate particles, I should say, and they're definitely causing some effect there. So just be aware of that, especially sensitive folks might be aware of that. Then we've got we're going heading down towards Texas here. We got aerial flood watch right there in the Amarillo area, right smack dab in Amarillo. Flooding can be caused by excessive rainfall continuing there. So quick check of our radar map in that area. We're not seeing rain right now directly over Amarillo, but if you go west of Amarillo and you're heading towards Tucumcari there on I-40, you've got rain all over the Tucumcari area there in New Mexico. Now, this is going to extend northwest up from there up towards a place called Wagon Mound. That's going to be I-25. So that's coming across the road there. Then also in northern New Mexico in Des Moines, and this is going to go up into the border, over the border of Colorado, near I-25. If you're near Trinidad, a little bit north of Trinidad right now, you've got all kinds of rain coming across the interstate right there. Now, heading back down over towards Texas and Oklahoma border, Wichita Falls, moderate to heavy rain bands in that area right now. A little south east of there, down just right now, skirting Dallas, we got heavy rain. So it looks like maybe northeastern Dallas right now would be getting some of that. And it's going to head on down towards Tyler, Texas, Palestine, and just a little north of Nacogdoches right now. I've actually been to Nacogdoches, Texas. I had a really nice time. It was a long, long time ago, but did visit Nacogdoches, Texas. But down near San Antonio right now, we've got rain that's right around in that area. So do be aware of that. It looks like you might have steady rain, and then in a couple of places, this looks like could be heavy to moderate rainstorms right there. That's what we're seeing on the radar map in terms of rain. The rounding out any rain, you're going to find it up in New Hampshire right now. This is going to be near Lebanon, up near North Conway, and near Laconia. So, and that's most of that's going to head on up into Maine as well, covering a good part of Maine, and then off into Nova Scotia, and then off into the Atlantic Ocean right now. So be aware of that if you're out there trucking right now, if you're driving, if you're you're RVing, if you're on the way to grandma's house, if you're just seeing the sights, or if you're just making time overnight. And we're glad to be riding along with you, by the way. And our call-in number, if you would like to call in an opine, is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And don't forget, folks, the Pilot Flying J Travel Center is the ones that are bringing you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So say hello to Summer Savings, wherever this summer's going to take you. If you're going out to see the national parks, if you're driving a trip across country, or wherever you're going, stop on into the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. PilotFlyingJ.com is the website, and you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy simply by texting SAVE10 to 26494. That's SAVE, the number one, the number zero, to 26494. Now, also, of course, you want to be a member of their My Rewards Plus app. That's real easy to sign up. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can download the app for your iOS or Android system. Become a member because you're going to get great offers. You're going to save money. You're going to be able to access amenities, and you're going to be able to earn points on many of the things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can also earn bonus points by doing things like reserving your parking space for your rig ahead of time. So it's a great deal. It's very, very cool indeed. So how do you save 10 cents a gallon? Easy. You just text SAVE10 to 26494. Then at the pump, you're going to enter your payment method and phone number when asked for your My Rewards. Then the price is going to roll back on the screen. Right before your very eyes, it's going to roll back right there on the screen, and you're going to be able to just pump and save on every single gallon of gas that you buy. That is a great deal. Now, RVers, if you're out there looking for the national parks, or if you're on a trip, or your destination, you're going someplace special you always planned and always wanted to see, well, pulling on into the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers is also going to be a great thing for you as well, because at many of the different locations, they have great RV amenities as well. These include RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. So go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And find out more about all these great amenities, how you can become a member of the My Rewards Plus app. You won't be sorry, because they want to be your oasis out there on the interstate. And by the way, we think that you'll agree. They've got great food as well, and we think that you'll agree that they have the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate as well. Once again, folks, the telephone number, 949-629-3212, if you'd like to call into the show and opine. We'll come back here in just a few moments from the top of the hour break. You'll hear your top of the hour news. But before we get to that, let's listen real quick to Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House regarding the Joe Biden fall. And hear what she had to say.
Let's get going. Chris, hello. What you got for us?
So the president had the fall yesterday. The White House said that he's fine. Was he checked up by a doctor? What was that examination like? What was the result?
So just want to just remind everybody what the president was in Colorado Springs for yesterday. He was there to offer his thanks to the dedicated, brave women and men and women who are graduating and about to serve in the Air Force. And he was proud, very proud, to shake the hands of more than 900 of them beforehand. So I just want to make sure that we are aware, as Commander-in-Chief, that is why he was there, and he was incredibly proud to do so. And just to make sure we clear the record here, he tripped over a sandbag on the stage, and briefly he tripped and got up, and he got right back up and continued what he was there to do. He did not. There was no need for the doctor to see him, as it was related to the fall.
No need for the doctor to see him. What? Don't you think that anybody, especially at his age, would be checked out by a doctor after that kind of fall? I think so. Folks, Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. Stay right there. We're back after the top of the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.